Welcome to Street Talk, a public affairs presentation of Cumulus Media, aired on our Cumulus stations in Syracuse. Street Talk is a weekly show keeping you in touch with the individuals and organizations that work for and serve our community. We're your hosts, Ted and Amy. IBEW Local 43 is an organization representing 1,500-plus trained electricians here in central New York. With the continuing development of Micron and other major projects, this means up to 3,000 electricians will be needed during the peak of construction, and 400 to 600 permanent positions will be required for the Micron facility alone. Ellen Marzullo is business manager and financial secretary for IBEW Local 43, and he says if you or your kids are looking for free training and well-paying jobs right here in central New York, now is the time to look into what they have to offer.
IBEW Local 43, the union electricians. So our members go to school, and they go to school for 5 years. And by the time they get done out of their fifth year, they graduate. So they start as a first-year apprentice, will migrate to a fifth-year apprentice. And then from there, they go to a journeyperson, and they go to work for our contractors. And our contractors are part of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association, where there's approximately 100 of them that we work with, and our 1,500 to 1,600 members will work for them in 11 different counties. So it's the schooling that we do, pretty rigorous schooling, if you could imagine, and then going to work for our signatory contractors, we call them, and doing the work in the community.
Well, and you know, you think about a lot of jobs, especially due to technology, that become obsolete. But being an electrician is not one of them. I feel like an electrician is something, I mean, when will we not need the work of an electrician, right?
Yeah, you know, a great question there. And I even find myself sometimes, you go by every building in the area and maybe driving there with my wife, and the first thing I'll say, hey, we did this building, or hey, we did this one. I get a little bit of the roll of the eyes and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, you're right. I mean, you're going to need an electrician. Most importantly, a skilled electrician to be able to do the work, especially with all that we've got going on, and of course what we had in the past.
I feel as though it's kind of a new wave of people that are realizing how important trade jobs are. Because, yes, I mean, I'm not saying that a college degree is not amazing, but you look at the training that one gets, it's just a different kind of way to look at it. And I feel like that's kind of come around because a lot of the trade positions people are aging out of. I don't know so much about electricians, but just all kinds of trade. And, you know, everybody is looking to hire because they just they have people that are getting college degrees that then they can't get a job that actually pays any money.
Yeah. Best kept secret, right? I mean, I look at it this way. I have a family of teachers, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my wife, all teachers. So I look at it and say the linear approach to education really is no more. So you're going from K through 12, then off to college. It is very much earn as you learn type of scenario, and you're seeing more and more of that. The other nice piece is, if we've gone off to college, we know what that expense is. Now it's anywhere from $60,000 to $80,000 a year. When you go through a trade school, unionized trade school, there's no cost. Absolutely no cost to you. So that's a big deal. So when you're a young person or an older person coming into the trades, or of course the IBEW, you're in the black, you're not in the red. So it is a big piece, and it helps the community for sure.
So I think that that's amazing. I think also, too, that people are realizing that Central New York is a great place to be.
Yeah,
and instead of going for a job elsewhere, they want to stay here, which is really, Al, why you think that this is a timely time to come in, because there are so many opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're spot on with that. You know, when I sit with my team and we talk about growth, we talk about not just doubling the potential to quadruple in size here. With the business development team that we have at IBEW and the work that they do to go out and talk with developers to come into the area and do their work. And, of course, we want them to do it with IBEW contractors and members. Now is the time for sure. So when I talk about quadrupling, we're at 1,500 now with 200 apprentices, 700 are retired. Imagine that. You know, imagine that. So what we had done, Amy, is we just finished off a $7 million expansion to our training center, which we're incredibly excited about. And that allows us to go from 200-plus apprentices today to 400-plus apprentices. And quite frankly, sitting on my desk is another $17 million expansion on top of it. So, and we got a 17-acre campus. We're incredibly excited. And if you like working with your hands, boy, now is definitely the time.
Okay, that leads me to the next question, because I just feel like my skill set, I'm not sure that I would be cut out to be an electrician. And yet, if you ask me what skills are needed to be an electrician, I don't really know that either. Is there a lot of math involved, Al?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's math.
There is math, right?
Okay.
So when we talk about math, I'm not talking about calculus, right, or trigonometry. We're talking about the algebra, quite frankly. And also reading comprehension is a big piece. And for the most part, when you're looking to take our, we have an aptitude test that you have to take. It's 9th to 10th grade reading and math that we want to make sure you're able to succeed in. So you'll be successful through the competency-based, the book work of our curriculum. So it's not too incredibly difficult, but you certainly want to know your algebra. I believe they still call that algebra today. Maybe not.
I don't know,
Amy. So, and then of course, reading comprehension as well. So it is there. And just think about it. When you're out on a construction project, you're measuring rulers, right? You're measuring light fixtures, you're measuring walls. So you need to know that. And of course, reading blueprints, which today you can read off of your phone or a computer, not off of a piece of paper. There's a lot of that as well. But for young women today, women in general, boy, please consider the IBEW, because you know what we do isn't so much brawn as it is the actual mind portion of it and the thinking part of it. And our young men do great, as well as our young ladies, and we're seeing more and more of that. Diversity is incredibly important to us in the IBEW, and we know we certainly are doing well there to give hope and opportunity for everyone that lives in our community to come to work and work on these wonderful projects that are right here in our area, right?
Now, it also seems like you would have to be a good, I guess, I don't know how to describe this, troubleshooter. I mean, I feel like, you know, not so much building, new buildings and things like that, but to come into a situation where there might be something that you have to fix, right? That seems like that also would be part of what...
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Again, to be able to think on your feet, to be able to troubleshoot. And a lot of people out there seeking jobs today, they want to use their mind to think, to do the jobs that they're doing, not a mindless job, you know, sitting behind a computer every day. So incredibly challenging. I can guarantee that anyone coming into the trade groups or the IBEW, you won't leave any day wondering, geez, you know, what did I do? You'll have fun doing it, and that thinking part is an incredible part to it as well.
Now, you said you come from a family of teachers, so what made you get into this field?
Yeah, great question. So what made me get into this field, my uncle was and is still a IBEW electrical contractor, and I used to work for him in the summers to make some money there, of course, college student trying to make some money. And then from there, I really just liked it. I liked working with my hands, believe it or not. And one thing led to another. My uncle said to me, you know, why don't you take the aptitude test? I did. Seemed to do okay. And from there, off it went. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I see that there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, we're all about Micron these days.
Yeah.
Is that something directly connected to your expansion just because you are looking for a need, or just in general, all the building that's happening around here?
Yeah, Amy, yes. The answer is yes, it is. Micron is a big piece to what we're going to be working on there. And, you know, the behind the scenes work to help get Micron here with the rest of the others in our community to do that. It's incredibly important. Although, I want to say, you know, we have long-standing relationships here, whether it be Syracuse University, any of our area hospitals. any of our area high schools and middle schools. And I could go on and on that that we want to continue and will continue to work on there as well. So, you know, Micron certainly is a big part of it, although there are others as well.
So what would you say would be the first step if, and should it be, let's say, juniors in high school that are thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking about my senior year. I'm not really sure what I'm going to apply to. What are you thinking would be the first steps if people are saying, you know what, this sounds really interesting?
Yeah. So another wonderful question. Today's day and age, everything is, for the most part, is done online. I would say, you know, our websites are there. CNYETA.org. That is our training website. And then there is IBEW43.org as well. The CNYETA website is the one to go to. It's going to give you all of the background. Any questions you got from there, or if you don't want to use the website, just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and call our training department at 315-546-0221 and, you know, ask some questions. You can apply at 17, go to work at 18 there, and the process is application, from application to aptitude test. And once you pass that aptitude test, a month from there is you go to an interview, and you'll interview. And then from interview, it's selection. And we normally will select our students based on the workload in our community right around April, May. And we take now 56 students every year. And we're anticipating that being in the hundreds. So another wonderful opportunity to get into the IBEW. And, you know, as we're always talking honesty here, it's a difficult to get in. I mean, I think it's important to share that. I do hear that out in the community a little bit. Difficult in the sense that we get 500 applicants or more a year. And in the past, we used to take 20. Now we're up to 50. We're going to 60 plus, 70s. So those opportunities become more and more, you know, there for you to be able to get into the program.
But well, and that being said, I mean, it's going to be someone who's doing electric for your building, right? So you kind of want to choose the cream of the crop, because you want to make sure that these, I mean, that's a big responsibility, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you want to make sure that those that are being trained are the ones that should be trained. So I get that.
It absolutely is. And we take that incredibly serious here. I mean, we've been in this community now for over 126 years. So we've been around a long time, and we take safety incredibly serious at IBEW, just for the nature of the work. And we want you to go home, you know, safe and sound to your family. Yeah.
And I think we have to reiterate the fact, Al, that you started out saying, when we're talking about college degrees, this is training that you are not mm-hmm. paying for. You get accepted, then this is going to be correct. Something that they train you to be part of the IBEW.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that back up. Yes. You don't pay anything here. I mean, we're a self-funded organization here, and we self-fund our training programs. It is 100%, when you look at those going off to school and they get scholarships, it's a pretty nice scholarship to get when you don't have to have any tuition whatsoever, and have a middle-class job like a union electrician.
And I guess that leads me to my final question here. I mean, can you talk about salary, wages? Like, what are people looking at when... And initially, you said, you know, you can sign up as of 17 and then get trained after 5 years, right? You're going to be able to go on to be an electrician. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking here?
Yeah. So starting salary, you're going to be roughly in the range of $60,000 a year. And it'll go up into, you know, $100,000, $120,000 a year. And that's just your base pay. You know, we got to talk about benefits, because a lot of times out in the community, we don't talk about that much, but it's healthcare, it's annuity plans, it's pension plans that are out there as well for you. So that's what the range is right now.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, can you imagine starting off that way?
Yeah.
I don't know about radio if it ever gets that far. I'm not sure. But anything that I'm not asking you about that you want to talk about?
No, I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that you asked me to come in. Reminisced a lot about my upbringing here in Central New York. And I would say this, Amy, the IBEW, we feel incredibly blessed to be able to work on projects in our community. You know, the Micron project alone, when people talk about that, I say to you, it's going to be a legacy project, a legacy project. It's going to be the new classroom for the tradespeople today to be able to learn on the latest and greatest technology. What a wonderful time to live in Syracuse, and the opportunities are going to be abound. So incredibly excited, and thanks for having me.